This is the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another Free Friday episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I am not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, it is not Thursday night with the football game in the background and the dishwasher running. It is Thursday morning. It is 6:22. I am on my way to a meeting. I got to meet with some good folks. Crazy week. I'm thinking it was food poisoning, but me and about four or five other people came down with a really tough, like, 36-hour stomach bug. I'm doing better, so I'm up and running. It's been a good week otherwise. Beginning marathon training for the Emerald Isle Marathon in March. Very excited about that. Got big goals, knowing what I need to adjust to get better. But I got to say that while I was sick, I watched a lot of movies. Because when you got a stomach bug, that's really all you can do. I watched Star Wars Episode 7 and 8 to get ready for the movie because I didn't remember anything. I'm confident I had never watched 8 all the way through and got a little bored. I watched a couple of movies I've seen over and over again, Into the Spider-Verse, but I watched a movie called Brittany Runs a Marathon. I've read about this on Runner's World and various other places, but the idea is about Brittany. There's this girl, she's struggling with her weight, struggling with her health, and she decides to begin running, and she decides to run the New York Marathon. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but it goes through the progression of someone from zero activity to running a marathon. And I thought they did a fair portrayal of that. Because there's a lot more going on in the movie than just the marathon. She has some really vapid friends. She's developing new friends. She's trying to learn how to trust them. And anytime they're kind to her, she pulls away. She gets some real trust issues. The movie talks a lot about how divorce affects kids. Where I think the movie hits hardest is it tries to portray on film, like, hey, world, this is the way people treat you when you're overweight and the way the world treats you when you begin to lose weight. And some of the comments that people make are so harsh. She talks about, just portrays this invisibility that she has when she is overweight, and then visibility she has when she loses some weight. And it does this through a couple of key scenes. I felt like that movie was probably the greatest weight of the movie. It's got a couple of, they're not explicit scenes, but they're a little tough scenes, sexually. But as we know, this movie is about her ultimately running a marathon. It's not what the movie's about, but it's sort of the ultimate moment. If you had to predict where this movie would go. And I've got to say that in watching the marathon, I wish they had given it some more time. But there is just a scene in that movie where many, many marathoners experience what she experiences. If you are the novice runner who wants to run that very first marathon, and you're not like a lifetime athlete, and you've gone through this transformation to get there. And I remember that first marathon, and I remember the moment she's at. I've had like two or three marathons that sort of remind me of the moment in this film. I'm lie to you not, I'm sitting in the basement, it's late at night, I'm not feeling well, I'm watching this movie, and tears are streaming down my face. I lie to you not. It is a really beautiful moment that I don't think you even have to run marathons to experience the emotion, but if you are a runner and you've had that moment, wow, tears are streaming down my face. So, is it a running movie? It is not a running movie. It's a movie that uses running for another purpose. I think the movie is really trying to display what is going on in the culture, the way we view people with certain body sizes, and how we react to them when they change. I think that's really where the movie has its greatest depth. But the running, using it as the tool to display sort of a bit of self-actualization and self-change, really, really enjoyed it. And man, oh man, that scene, I just was crying. Just tears coming down unapologetically. So this movie right now, if you have Amazon, I can't talk here early in the morning. If you have Amazon Prime, this movie is free right now or included in your subscription. So check it out. It's worth it if you want to watch these issues played out in film. You wind up really, really liking Brittany, I think. Even though you struggle with her and you get mad at her a couple of times. But I really, really just fell apart in that last scene. So friends, check out Brittany Runs a Marathon. It is on Amazon Prime, included in your subscription. And hang in there till Monday. Look forward to talking to you then. Thanks so much.